Israeli tanks rolled out of two more Palestinian cities today, but Israeli forces remain in Ramallah and in Bethlehem, and troops and tanks continue to surround all the major population centers in the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah, where residents are trying to assess the damage.
There were no celebrations in Ramallah today as Israeli forces began to pull out. After more than 3 weeks of Israeli occupation of the Palestinians' cultural and political capital, there was no joy, just shock at the extent of the damage and a grim determination to rebuild. The metal shutters fronting Jiryas Adalou's grocery store were completely smashed by an Israeli tank. Today, he hired a small forklift to remove the shutters. A friend tries to straighten the twisted metal hinges. When Adalou fled his shop as Israeli tanks moved in more than 3 weeks ago, he says the shelves were full. Today, they're empty, covered with shattered glass from the windows. He accuses Israeli soldiers of stealing thousands of dollars worth of goods. It's a claim heard repeatedly here. Across the street from the grocery store, Hisham Zarour ran an internet cafe on the sixth floor of the Rian building. He says almost every one of his 45 computers were smashed and many parts stolen.
The CPU, the central processing unit, the memory, the hard disks, whatever they is of value. And for some computers, which has special software like proxy server and the internet router, they just took the whole thing as it is.
Zarour lives in East Jerusalem, and today was the first day he was able to reach his business since the Israeli offensive began. He estimates the damage at $90,000 and says he's now bankrupt.
You know, this was the project of my life, and I'm afraid that by myself I don't have funds and the ability to rebuild the thing here. So I don't really know. I just saw the thing, and I'm rather in shock now.
Zarour says he's so angry that for the first time he understands how someone could become a suicide bomber. Israeli officials insist the West Bank offensive, dubbed Operation Defensive Shield, was a success. Cabinet Minister Ephraim Sneh says Israel dealt a major blow to what he called the terrorist infrastructure in the West Bank.
We succeeded to arrest over 70 of the top planners of the most murderous terror attacks. We succeeded to destroy more than 20 laboratories where the explosive belts for the suicide bombers were prepared.
Prime Minister Sharon said that because of what he called these successes, Israel was able to withdraw its tanks and troops from most Palestinian areas. But Israeli forces are maintaining a tight cordon around Palestinian towns and cities. Tanks continue to surround Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah, and Israeli forces remain in the heart of Bethlehem, where they are surrounding up to 200 Palestinian gunmen holed up in the Church of the Nativity. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo dismisses the Israeli pullback as a sham.
So if the tanks move from some parts of the city and continue to occupy other parts, especially the main roads of the city and the center of the city where the compound of President Arafat is located, in this case there is no withdrawal.
In fact, says Abed Rabo, about one-third of Ramallah is still directly occupied, and Israeli tanks are maintaining a tight blockade of the rest of the city. The residents of Ramallah say they've just begun to assess the damage, but they insist they will rebuild their city and start again. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.